Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. As I'm sure you know, in a week's time, Pope Benedict XVI will travel to the Holy Land on an apostolic journey which begins in Jordan on the 8th of May. Something that made me think back to music inspired precisely by our Lord's baptism in the River Jordan, which on a more musical note has inspired many a composer. So as we begin this Marian month of May, I thought, why not enjoy a musical comment on the first mystery of light, which takes us precisely to the banks of the Jordan. A comment presented by Monsignor Philip Whitmore. As you'll discover in a moment, he begins on the notes of the great J.S. Bach, who sets the mood for the very place where Jesus once began his earthly ministry, and where Benedict XVI will physically be in a week's time. Stay tuned.
That solid melody coming in there on the pedals is based on a traditional German chorale, a hymn tune. The music we're listening to is by the great J.S. Bach, and it's like an extended meditation for organ on that chorale. The original words of the hymn speak of our Lord's baptism at the start of his earthly ministry. Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam. Christ our Lord came to the Jordan according to his Father's will and was baptized by John. Our Lord's baptism is the first of the mysteries of light, the five new mysteries that Pope John Paul II added to the traditional 15 when he published his encyclical letter on the Rosary, Rosarium Virginis Mariae. Each of the mysteries of light is a revelation of the kingdom now present among us in the person of Jesus. His baptism in the River Jordan shows us in a striking way who he really is. The voice from heaven and the descent of the Spirit reveal him to be the beloved Son of the Father. Another extended meditation by J.S. Bach on the same chorale tune, Christ unser Herr zum Jordan kam, only this time he uses the words. It's the opening chorus of the cantata that Bach wrote for the feast of St. John the Baptist in 1724. His job at that time in St. Thomas's Church in Leipzig required him to write a cantata like this for use in worship practically every week. Think of that next time you have to plan the music for a Sunday liturgy. After the grand chorus setting the scene, we move on to some solo items. Listen to the tenor recitative telling us of the voice that was heard from heaven, saying, Dies ist mein lieber Sohn, und diesem habe ich wohlgefallen. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
Dies ist mein lieber Sohn, an diesem hab ich wohl gefallen.
The recitative is followed by a lovely aria with lively string accompaniment. Somehow it seems to capture the hidden fire of the Spirit who appeared in the form of a dove. Der Geist erschien im Bild der Tauben. Bach's chorale cantatas often finish with a verse of the hymn sung simply with no added ornamentation, and this cantata is no exception. Our Lord's baptism in the Jordan was a sign of the death he would undergo so as to take away the sins of the world. The final verse of the chorale offers a reflection on this saving mystery, linking it with our own baptism. It speaks of Christ's blood, which heals the sin inherited from Adam and the sin we ourselves have committed. Die Allenschaden heilet gut von Adam her geerbet, auch von uns selbst begangen.
And warm thanks there once again to Monsignor Philip Whitmore. Monsignor Whitmore is a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.